appeal to that. Maybe just
take
our lumps and our bumps. But
I don't know whether one can successfully confront that. One needs a rather far-ranging political theory to cope with that kind of far-ranging political theory.
Which they don't have. That's why I was trying to calculate, you know.
Well, liberalism. Well, liberalism is is a rather far-ranging and rather well-made political theory. Needs a rather well-made and rather far-ranging political theory to confront it.
But that kind of
I don't think you people are likely to be very successful.
I was going to say, that kind of confrontation could well be an exercise in self-defeatism, as you say, it would.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be successful in that. It's very conceivable that AD's made a political blunder.
Sure, yeah, could be, I don't know. And we all learn, you know, I think there was a lot of integrity
Yeah, we still don't know what the bottom line is either, so
that's very hard.
We're speculating at this point as to what is even going to begin to go down. But I, for my part, always get very nervous about trying to kill a story. I would no more do that than the man in the moon, because it's such a gamble. It's really such a gamble. You lose really, really big, because everybody forgets what the original story was about. What they remember and what gets the play is the fact that you tried to kill it. And that shivers up and down everybody's mind.
Actually, I pick all this up kind of on the side while I'm running through doing one thing or another, and I don't know that anybody actually did try to kill it.
I don't know either.
My impression was that they simply wanted to, you know, have a chance to get some of the inaccuracies straightened out. I mean, assuming that, you know, good press causes problems, we sure don't need those problems with the bad press on our back. And you know, inaccuracies, we certainly don't need misrepresentations with. But, I think probably, you know, the bottom line of one story anyway, is that given the skepticism these days and the prevailing philosophy, and a human service ministry is a very popular in its corner. Really tries to prove anything, nobody, if something loses its popularity, people don't, you know, it's an alien concept, because we're skeptical.
People are intensely skeptical of people who act like they've got something to hide.
Yeah. Without bothering to see that there's, it's not that there's something to hide, but there is something to protect, and that's the difference. Senior citizens and babies to protect.
Yeah, it's not like they get rid of that.
Yeah. No, I can see it. You know, it's a hard story to explain. Well, it's not so hard to explain. It's hard for people to understand it. Because it's where you're at in your campaign and the kind of the conversations we've had on that. And I guess in a sense, Tracy's article on Moscone answered that question a long time ago about Tracy. You know, what made him decide to do that Moscone story? Didn't he see this Barbara Gelada thing coming along, and was that just irrelevant to his role as a journalist? Or, I mean, I know it's relevant on one hand.
Yeah,
it's not a matter of value to him.
There were a couple things about the Moscone story. One of them is that, of course, that was written well before, I think, John even had his petition on the street. If you think back to the time limit.
But he had made a lot of noises about wanting to be called.
He made a lot of noises, but I don't even think his petition was on the street.
Nobody took him seriously.
Yeah, that was a long time before John even came down the road. The other thing is that, Phil really thinks, and about three quarters of what he knows was not in the story. It was either cut because he either cut it because he didn't have the kind of evidence that he thought he would have to have to make those kind of charges. Or it was cut by the libel lawyers on the grounds that they didn't want to go to court with that. But about three quarters of what he knows is not in that story. And Phil is really convinced, and there seems to be a large amount of evidence to uphold him, that Moscone is a truly evil human being.
Coming from where? I've heard charges that he's grossly incompetent as an administrator, and that he, you know, should have stayed in the legislature where he did a pretty good job, but I don't see. I just haven't heard that before. It's foreign to me. On what basis?
And he's pretty much tied in with every sleazy racket in town.
You mean in the pocket? Or in the politics? Or
the pocket, the politics, his personal life. A lot of it stemming from his personal life.
Meaning what, that he's got, what, I don't know, I'm curious.
Well, George has been well known, George has always been well known for having the hottest pants in town. I mean, everybody all knew that. He's been picked up by the police, yay, many times, as a matter of fact, for accosting hookers. Aberrant sexual activities.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was always well known. Among people who knew anything about North Beach or knew anything about George. But to a certain extent, a man's private life is private life. I mean, the fact that Moscone can't keep his dick in his pants, it's not terribly much a political problem. Except that there seems to be a certain amount of evidence that, there being a number of people in this city who are, in one guise or another, purveyors of sex, that when the mayor gets mixed up with them, and that certain benefits then begin accruing to them, that's a political matter.
Hmm. if that were true, you know, sounds political. That sounds very common. I mean, maybe the sex is a new angle, but it sounds very common in terms of political favoritism and so on. If one politician bestows favors or in return for sexual favors, that may be just a variation on the common theme. I just thought when you said that he was evil that maybe you were talking about something else. And like he enslaved people, or he was undermining everybody who was trying to do good.
Well, there may be some of that going down too. You know. Story tends to come to me in a lot of rumors. Some of them pretty prevalent rumors.
But still about the sex or about other things?
Other parts?
But still about the sex or about other types of things?
about... about the sex and about the relationship through the sex to the rackets and all that sort of very, very messy kind of situation.
It's really funny. I just can't overlook the irony of this situation where, you know, here's a strong suspicion that you're imputing goes back for years, I suppose. The old North Beach story that, you know, some guy is the top politician in the city, or at least he's the mayor of the city, and supposedly they store it somewhere in advance, and yet they've never been publicly told. And here we are, you know, helping thousands of people, and somebody's trying to get us some half-assed story about something we did that we didn't do and would be legal even if we did it, but, you know, by casting some kind of an implication on it, it can...